Grant came to the edge of the maintenance building and peered forward in the fog. He could hear the snarls of the raptors, and they seemed to be coming closer. Now he could see their bodies running past him. They were going to the visitor center. He looked back at Gennaro. Gennaro shook his head. No. Grant leaned close and whispered in his ear, "No choice. We've got to turn on the computer." Grant set out in the fog. After a moment, Gennaro followed. Ellie didn't stop to think. When the raptors dropped inside the fence to attack Wu, she just turned and ran as fast as she could toward the far end of the lodge. There was a space 15 feet wide between the fence and the lodge. She ran, not hearing the animals pursuing her, just hearing her own breath. She rounded the corner, saw a tree growing by the side of the building, and leapt, grabbing a branch, swinging up. She didn't feel panic. She felt a kind of exhilaration as she kicked and saw her legs rise up in front of her face, and she hooked her legs over a branch farther up, tightened her gut, and pulled up quickly. She was already 12 feet off the ground, and the raptors still weren't following her, and she was beginning to feel pretty good when she saw the first animal at the base of the tree. Its mouth was bloody, and bits of stringy flesh hung from its jaws. She continued to go up fast, hand over hand, just reaching and going, and she could almost see the top of the building. She looked down again. The two raptors were climbing the tree. Now she was at the level of the rooftop. She could see the gravel only 4 feet away, and the glass pyramids of the skylight sticking up in the mist. There was a door on the roof. She could get inside. In a single heaving effort, she flung herself through the air and landed sprawling on the gravel. She scraped her face, but somehow the only sensation was exhilaration, as if it were a kind of game she was playing, a game she intended to win. She ran for the door that led to the stairwell. Behind her, she could hear the raptors shaking the branches of the tree. They were still in the tree. She reached the door and twisted the knob. The door was locked. It took a moment for the meaning of that to cut through her euphoria. The door was locked. She was on the roof, and she couldn't get down. The door was locked. She pounded on the door in frustration, and then she ran for the far side of the roof, hoping to see a way down. But there was only the green outline of the swimming pool through the blowing mist. All around the pool was concrete decking. 10, 12 feet of concrete, too much for her to jump across. No other trees to climb down, no stairs, no fire escape, nothing. Ellie turned back and saw the raptors jumping easily to the roof. She ran to the far end of the building, hoping there might be another door there, but there wasn't. The raptors came slowly toward her, stalking her, slipping silently among the glass pyramids. She looked down. The edge of the pool was 10 feet away, too far. The raptors were closer, starting to move apart. And illogically, she thought, isn't this always the way? Some little mistake screws it all up. She still felt giddy, still felt exhilaration. And she somehow couldn't believe these animals were going to get her. She couldn't believe that now her life was going to end like this. It didn't seem possible. She was enveloped in a kind of protective cheerfulness. She just didn't believe it would happen. The raptors snarled. Ellie backed away, moving to the far end of the roof. She took a breath and then began to sprint toward the edge. As she raced toward the edge, she saw the swimming pool, and she knew it was too far away, but she thought, what the hell, and leapt into space, and fell. And with a stinging shock, she felt herself enveloped in coldness. She was underwater. She had done it. She came to the surface and looked up at the roof and saw the raptors looking down at her, and she knew that if she could do it, the raptors could do it too. She splashed in the water and thought, can raptors swim? But she was sure they could. They could probably swim like crocodiles. The raptors turned away from the edge of the roof, and then she heard Harding calling, Sattler! And she realized he had opened the roof door. The raptors were going toward him. Hurriedly, she climbed out of the pool and ran toward the lodge.